Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
It may get loud in here today. I got to be honest with you, because the topics we're going to cover today, two of them in particular, well, all three of them, I'm just going to be right up front with you today, have the very real potential to bring Angry Mark out of the box today. These are three topics that absolutely must be discussed, and they're very disappointing, all three of them. But I guess it's just a testament as to where we are today. In large part, because of you TDS sufferers, and you all know who you are. You helped put us here. We hold you as responsible as we do everybody else that pulled the lever for the gun grabbers. That's just pretty much that simple. In the meantime, you'll figure it out at some point in time, I guess. The TDS sufferers will figure it out at some point in time. They know who they are, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. Most of them don't. TDS is a real disease. They really don't. Their hatred of Donald Trump helped put us here. And that's. Let me just say that Angry Mark is probably going to come out of the box today. Let me start with that. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. The suite is open and ready for business. The Crossbreed Holster microphone is ready for business. It's booming out. It's platinum. It's all over the place. All of this presented to you today by X Insurance. Just let me make this straight. If you think you have insurance for your concealed carry needs, and you don't have X Insurance, you don't have insurance. Somebody else has insurance. You don't. It's not in your name. It's in somebody else's name. So get real insurance in today's perilous times. Millions more of you are carrying firearms today, and that's awesome. I don't care who you are. And unlike some of these people in some parts of the gun community that somehow say that gun rights is, you know, race and everything else. Listen, Lee Williams, let me bring you in here before I start getting Angry Mark's coming out now, man. And I haven't even gotten anywhere yet. Listen, I'm sick of people being bamboozled, okay? I'm tired of all of it. If you're carrying a gun, and you ought to be carrying a gun today, these are perilous times. You need to have some coverage. Get real coverage, just like you would for your house, your boats, your cars, your lifestyle, your business, your toys. None of them would allow you to have some third-party stuff that isn't even in your name claiming that they cover you when they've got financial interest in you. So get real insurance, xinsurance.com. I am angry, Lee. As I sit here and I think about these three topics that I have written down for you today, I'm just going to tell you, let's start with stolen valor. There's nothing worse than a thief in my book. Thieves are the lowest of the low. And stolen valor is probably the epitome of thief. Am I right?
Oh, 100%, especially when it pertains to our elite units.
So talk to me. Why am I bringing this up? What's good? Because you wrote yet again another definitive piece, and this is about stolen valor. I was utterly shocked when I saw this, and I really am having a tough time wrapping my head around it. But the people who are – look, let's just tell – can I be honest and tell listeners our private conversation? Do you mind?
Sorry, I lost you there for a second.
That's okay. Do you mind if I tell listeners our private conversation before the piece was written? I think it's imperative to what we're discussing.
I think you need to do that. Go ahead.
Lee contacted me about a piece that he was going to be writing about stolen valor. And when he described what was happening, my response to him was, you need to be very careful, very cautious. I'm just giving you advice as a colleague, because this type of column, when made public, can destroy lives, careers, et cetera, as it should if it's accurate. But those people who are cornered will fight back. And I just, you know, I'm just telling you, make sure that you have your ducks in a row here before you go public with this. That was just friendly and professional advice. And then you went and you thanked me for that. And the story is out. Take it away.
I was contacted by the Guardians of the Green Beret. They're a small group of active duty and retired Special Forces guys. And all they do is expose Special Forces imposters and posers. And they've, over the years, exposed hundreds of them. You know, some of them even had good military careers, like this guy, Blaine Campbell, that we're talking about. He was a combat veteran, had a combat infantryman badge, served with the 82nd Airborne. But then they all take it one step further. He was selected to go to Special Forces 2 course, the qualification course, and he didn't make it. He was pulled from the course for personal reasons. So he did not graduate. He never donned a Green Beret, never went to the final exercise, Robin Sage, never got the SF tab on his left shoulder, none of that. But that didn't stop him from telling the world that he was a Special Forces weapons sergeant and that he had served in 3rd, 5th, and 7th groups, and that he had been through Marine Corps scout sniper training, and that he'd been through Army Combat Diver, Rigor School, HALO, and a bunch of everything else. And that really bugged me. Working with these guys, the Guardians of the Green Beret, is a dream. I'd worked with them before, outing a couple other imposters, and they are a strat group of fellas, and they're just dedicated beyond belief, because they know guys that have died, you know, on their teams, and it takes away their, I can't even say a lot of this.
I know. Be careful.
It upsets them greatly when somebody poses as a Green Beret or as Special Force when they're not. And this guy, Blaine Campbell, was affiliated with the gun community. He's the chair and president of Chi-Tech USA. Not to be confused with Chi-Tech Rifles. There's two rival firms. And because it involved the gun community and because we've worked before, they reached out to me, and evidence was damning. I mean, damning. We have emails after email after email after email. Didn't have room for all of it in the story, but it all comes down to when I got on the phone with him and we talked, I asked him point blank, did you complete the Q course? Did you get the hat? Did you get the Special Forces tab? And he said, no, he did not. But he said he completed the course, so therefore that's why he was referring to himself as a Special Forces Weapons Sergeant, also known as 18 Bravo. He never completed the course. He never went to the final exercise, Robin Sage, never saw Pineland, which is a mythical setting of Robin Sage. We got access to his personnel records. He had a combat infantryman's badge and parachute wings, and that's pretty much it. He was demoted from corporal to PFC, private first class, and honestly told me that he didn't know why. Well, buddy, when you lose a stripe, the one thing you're pretty good about is telling you why. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me hold on a second. So if you complete, if you go to any police academy and you complete the police academy, but you never become a cop, are you a cop?
Nope. But he didn't even complete the course. He was pulled out during the middle of it. Never completed.
So let me rephrase that. If I go through 8 of 10 weeks of peace officer training and I don't complete the course, am I a cop?
Nope. Not at all.
Why would someone who had combat creds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Legit.
Which is, you know, why would that individual feel it necessary to go above and beyond? Why would that be the case?
You know, that's the question that everybody's asking. That's the question I ask these Guardians of the Green Beret. They don't know. There's basically the best answer I've heard is they all suffer from some kind of character flaw. And they feel that putting on a tab and a green hat and claiming to be this and that and stealing the valor from an extremely valorous group of fellows is the only way they can compensate for their character flaw. And in this case, that could actually hurt that rifle company, Chi-Tech, you know, which is a damn good gun, really good gun.
I mean, these guns retail. His average gun price over there is about $12,000, is it not?
Yeah, and that's without glass on top. And, you know, the glass could cost as much or more than the rifle. And besides, the ammo's $10 a round. So I don't know why they do it, brother, but he was doing it quite a bit. I mean, we have excerpts from podcasts and emails and documents and articles where he's described himself as a SF 18 Bravo. It's sad, man. It really is. It's almost sad. I feel sorry for him a little bit, but I feel more sorry for his coworkers there at Chi-Tech.
This is bad on a lot of fronts, because when something like this comes to fruition, you've got to expose it. You have to expose it. You are remiss in your duties if you do not. And here's a guy who may be thinking in his head, and I'm not trying to get in his head. I don't know. I'm only trying to think what would possess somebody to do this. We'll figure it out when we come back during the break, after the break. I know some of you guys on the stream are saying that you cannot hear Lee. I don't know why, but we'll figure that out for you. Try to figure that out for you. But on the radio, you got us all over the country on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back with Lee the Gunwriter Williams on the other side right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Crossbreed Holsters Platinum microphone. All this being presented to you today by X Insurance. I'm adamant about that, X Insurance, guys. It's, you know, I don't like bamboozlement. I don't like that stuff. It just drives me nuts. You got a real product, real insurance, A-rated, that covers you in your name, that works on your behalf. Why would you want anything less? Seriously. Because something else sounds, it's just get real insurance, cover yourself. We see too much, there's too much going on out there in the world today. I want you to be protected. I sleep well at night because I know nobody's walking away from me. If I have to do something to defend my life, nobody's walking away from me when it hits the fan. I'm going to have coverage and I'm going to sleep easy. I want you to have the same thing. Please visit. You can just visit armedamericanradio.org or .com. And when you do that, if you just visit armedamericanradio.com or .org, you can see the Armed American Radio logo. And then below that, you'll see the X Insurance logo right there. Just click on that. You get all the information you need. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, tamping down Angry Mark. I don't understand this stuff. I don't, in today's day and age. Now, is that a crime? I'm just asking you questions off right. Is that a crime to do that? Or just moral crime?
It's a moral crime. It's unethical as heck. He said he doesn't currently have any government contracts. If he would have said he had a Medal of Valor, a Medal of Honor, Silver Star, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, to get financial gain, that's a violation of the Stolen Valor Act. Mm-hmm. Not sure what saying you're SF qualified would do, but if he would have used that to get a government contract from some agency, that possibly could be a crime, I'm told. So just saying that you're SF is unfortunately not enough. You have to benefit financially, and then that's difficult to prove too, because there's no contracting officer that's going to go on the record and say, yeah, I gave it to him because he said he was SF, because he should have checked that out.
Yeah, I don't know. It angers me. It saddens me, because yeah. I know so many vets who've laid so much on the line to have something, and it just doesn't, it doesn't sit with me that somebody who has seen combat, has been in combat, would feel like that wasn't enough, that they would have to go farther when, you know, they've been there and done that. They've put their life on the line. Isn't that enough, man? What's his name?
Yeah, Campbell.
Blaine, what's first name?
Blaine Campbell.
Blaine Campbell. Have you heard from him after this? Says what's been the fallout so far since you wrote about it?
No. One of the guys affiliated with his shop, who used to be his chief development officer and is a qualified special forces guy, he was in the National Guard, one of the National Guard groups. He's sending letters right now to Guardians of the Green Beret, basically telling them to cease and desist. Nobody's reached out to me. Not that that would matter in any way. The worst thing for me was, you know, in addition to the stolen dollar, was I thought was the knife. He bought a Randall knives made in Florida. Incredible. A lot of SF guys, Rangers right. and Sealies carrying. And then he presented it to his friends that he got the Randall when he graduated the Q course. You know, SF presents a knife to their graduates. It's called a Yarborough knife. It's made by Chris Reeves. It's a hell of a knife. You know, my buddy Bob has one in a shadow box in his home. But they started doing that in 2002, and that's 8 years after Campbell claimed to have completed the Q course. And, you know, I gave him every opportunity to come clean on this, and he did. He admitted he didn't have a tab or the hat. But then he qualified his apology, brother. That's what really kind of makes me very angry. He said, quote,
What do you mean qualified it?
I'm saying that. If I was wrong for saying it, I apologize to the SF guys, and I will never say it again. If I was wrong for saying it. That's not an apology. That's a qualified apology.
Hmm. Okay. All right. None of it makes sense to me.
No,
but,
not at all.
Boy, I don't get it. Okay, well, it is what it is. I'm going to move on from that. It's a sad story. I think we've named him, you've named him, you've written about it. You'll keep us abreast of what's happening if and when you hear anything from that camp, correct?
Yep, 100%.
All right, then that's the way we'll do it. Now, next question. Which one do you want to go to first? Do you want to go to, because both of these are angry mark material, USA Today or ATF?
Let's get the chipmunk out of the way.
Let's get the chipmunk out of the way, because we can spend the next two segments talking about USA Today. The chipmunk, we're talking about David Chipman. David Chipman, nominated by Joe Biden to run the ATF, has already been through the hearings in the Senate. And before we go any farther, because I want the TDS sufferers to hear this, let's play yes or no again, the yes or no game. Would Donald Trump have ever nominated David Chipman to run the ATF? Yes or no?
No way.
Okay. So if you voted for Biden, you voted for a nomination of David Chipman. Is that correct?
100%.
Those of us who were voting for Trump because we were voting our gun rights, nothing else, our gun rights. Get that in your heads, TDS sufferers. Our gun rights. Those of us who were fighting for Donald Trump's election were fighting against David Chipman's nomination, were we not?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out. You know, we're not going to shadow ban the truth here on Armed American Radio. We're going to hold you responsible. We said we would, and we're going to. David Chipman now. Yeah, this is interesting because you're the only one I've seen asking for this. What are we looking for here?
Calling all ATF agents, man. If they work for David Chipman, if they worked with him, I want to hear from them. They can reach out to me on my cell, which is also signal capable, 941-284-8553, or they can send me an email at lee@saf.org. You know, he touts the fact he was at ATF for 25 years. I want to know what he was like there. I want to hear from some people who work with him. I want to know what he said over coffee or beers, if the guy even drinks beer. I want to know what his thoughts are on guns. And getting to these current or retired ATF agents who work with him is the only way to do it.
What was the Greg is telling me to ask you to repeat the email address one more time, please. It kind of cut out a little bit.
Sure. lee@saf.org. lee@saf. SAF is in Second Amendment Foundation. .org.
I think that's very cool that you have a Second Amendment Foundation email. I don't even have one of those, dude. I love that. lee@saf.org. If you were ATF. Now, we've also should say that, you know, we won't name names here, but
no, we
have worked with individuals in the background. We know that there are some, we know of some ATF agents that worked in the background that we worked with in the past. We've already reached out to those individuals, and hopefully you will be hearing from them soon. And hopefully they know a little bit about this Chipman. Now, I'm going to just throw this out there. Have you reached out to James O'Keefe at Project Veritas and asked for any assistance on this?
I have not. Not yet.
Okay, well, we're going to put you in touch with him.
Maybe become a real possibility.
And we're going to put you in touch with him, your camp, and let's see if you and James O'Keefe can answer that. We can put the two camps together. So we'll do that. So, listeners, we're going full bore here to try to get this guy's nomination scuttled or to find out a little bit more about him. I don't know what the process is going to entail now as far as Chipman's nomination. But as we go to a break, all you TDS sufferers that couldn't stand Donald Trump, you gave us David Chipman's nomination because you didn't like Donald Trump. So thanks for that. We appreciate that. And we'll hold you accountable. All right. When we come back, we're going to go to the USA Today. And this is USA Today. But this is going to be fun. We'll be back right after this. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Hey guys, Mark here. And you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. GunBroker.com studios lit up for you. Crossbreed Holsters microphone platinumized for you. Belting everything out across the country. Dozens of radio stations picking us up. Have some new ones I was just informed of by the network over the last couple of days. We'll give shout out to them early next week. Possibly the new Sunday affiliates as well. We'll do that this Sunday coming up. Great to have new affiliates with you. You know who you are if you're tuning into the program. Great to be with you today. Thanks for tuning in. All of this presented to you today by X Insurance. More about all those great partners coming up after the next break. Let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams, because now we're going to march on. Lee, before I go to USA Today, you want to wrap up anything that we discussed in the previous two segments? If not, we're just going to leave them in the dust.
Let's just reaffirm that if current or former ATF agents call and they don't want their names used in a story, it won't be. Anonymity is guaranteed. Let's make
that
clear.
Well, that's very, very important that they understand that. All right. Let's go to USA Today, and I want to start from the very, 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 very beginning. Lee was a – those of you who might be new to the program might not know this, but Lee the Gunwriter Williams has been a longtime contributor to Armed American Radio over many years. In fact, when he was with the Sarasota Herald Tribune, Lee put a half a page or a full page ad in the sports section of the Sarasota Herald Tribune announcing my showing down there as for a full broadcast of the Sunday Monster Cast from the Sarasota Herald Tribune offices. And the name of the show is Armed American Radio. and they invited listeners to come in. They put spreads of food out, and a great time was had by all. And Lee the Gun Writer co-hosted the show in the headquarters of the Sarasota Herald Tribune, where Lee was known as the Gun Writer. And then, not too long after that, a purchase was made. Tell us about that, and then what happened.
Well, I worked for a firm called Gatehouse. They were the newspaper chain that my paper was part of. And Gatehouse was great. I mean, the VP in charge of news was one of my biggest fans. He's the guy that initially told me to start a gun blog. Well, when we bought Gannett, unfortunately, we put their news executives in charge. And when they're ahead of their news division, which is Maribel Perez Wadsworth, she's the publisher of USA Today and VP of News, found out she had an editor in Sarasota who wrote about guns. That was me. She instantly had the site shut down. And about a couple months later, I and my boss were fired. And like I say in that story, I'm kind of proud of that.
You ought to be, because, you know, we were forced to drop Lee from the program as a contributor as a result of what happened over there. And we hated that here. Now, I've joked about this over the course of the last couple, 3 weeks, but honest to goodness, I'm really not joking, but I am joking. But the fact of the matter is that I'm glad you were fired. Because here you are, and Lee didn't. How frequently did I call you and ask you, are you done yet? Are they done with you yet?
Yeah.
Can you come out and play? Are you allowed to come out and play? Isn't that what we used to joke about?
Yeah, more than a few times, brother. More than a few times.
So what is the president of USA's today, Maribel Wadsworth?
Maribel Perez Wadsworth, yeah.
Maribel Perez Wadsworth. And she fired you personally.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude. I mean, you know, it's kind of like saying, hey, thanks for letting me get on with my life. I was watching the movie Up in the Air the other day. I don't know why, but whenever that movie's on, I watch it. The same thing with a Nicolas Cage and a Tia Leone movie, you know, The Family Man. There's just those movies. Every time they're on, I watch them. Up in the Air is George Clooney plays a guy that fires people for a living and flies all over the place all the time, trying to get his 10 million miles, and he hooks up with a younger millennial that changes the way the company's doing business, right? And that's all they do is fire people. And part of the deal is, you know, some of the greatest people who've done the greatest things, right after they fire them, and the person says, what am I supposed to do now? I'm 58 years old. How am I going to take care of my family? And the response was, some of the greatest achievers in the world have sat right where you are now, because now you can go do what you really want to do. And I kind of always felt that way about you while you were writing what you love to write about. Now there's these opportunities opening up. Armed American News now rolling. That's huge. But now you're able to do what you're doing with these stories and break these news, investigative journalism reports, et cetera, et al. And we're doing it. Now, let's talk about why this is important and why we're talking about this. Because Lee the Gunwriter Williams, as he always does, gives us great inside dope. Here's the headline. USA Today partners with Bloomberg Anti-Gun Advocacy Group for investigative series. Gannett's flagship newspaper violates many of its own ethical principles. Explain this.
Well, all you have to do is look at the story, and you're going to see see an editor's note tacked on the end of every story that says, quote, for this project, USA Today partnered with The Trace, a nonprofit newsroom dedicated to improving public understanding of gun violence, increasing accountability, and identifying solutions, end quote. As if that's what The Trace does. I mean, for those of you who have never heard of it, I got some bullet points in the story, but basically the main one you need to know, The Trace was founded in 2015 by former New York City mayor and staunch gun control advocate Michael Bloomberg. It's his propaganda arm for the other anti-gun groups, which he bankrolls, which include mayors and Every Time for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action. But here's the important part for this story. The reporters at The Trace, they're not real reporters. They're not journalists. They're advocates and activists.
All right. That's key. They are advocates and activists. By the way, that's the way David Chipman described himself during the hearings. I just want to make that connection. An advocate. He's advocating for gun control. That makes him a gun control activist. So I want to get that straight. I want you to understand that, listener. It's very important. The editor's note posted. Go ahead.
And the biggest thing is that's the difference. You nailed it. News reporters report the news. Investigative reporters investigate to find the news. These kids at the Trace, they're activists. They're advocates. They're advocating to take away your Second Amendment rights, period. I'm sorry to have interrupted. Go ahead.
No, I'm glad you did, because we want to clarify those points. Let's go to, well, I'm going to switch gears based on, because I'm looking at some of these points here from the Trace, but I don't want to do that. You just reminded me of a text exchange we had this morning about something entirely different. As you know, listeners, Armed American Radio is expanding into Armed American News. We are moving into phase two. We will be releasing the Armed American News page site very soon, and it's very deep. It's very cool. You're going to love it. Why? Because as Lee just said, news is different. We're going to give you news blurbs. Here's the news. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon today at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In Washington today, that's the news. Anything else around it's a bunch of scuttlebutt opinionated junk. Well, I don't care what you think. That what you think isn't news. And we use that as an example. Why? Because on the Armed American News page, you're going to get those news blurbs. You're going to be able to look at it, drink your coffee in the morning, and get the news hits you need to go through your day. Everything else we write about those news hits, you'll be able to click on a link below it that says to get Mark's opinion on this, click here. To get Lee's opinion on this news, click here. To get Beth's opinion on this news, click here. To get Neil's opinion on this news, click, and whoever else we have writing with us. We're going to differentiate between the two, which is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. But there was an AP piece out today about the National Rifle Association. Lee, I sent it to you, and I could not believe it because AP News is what they call themselves, AP News. The entire piece was fake opinion. Careful satellite radio moment word here, okay? Was any of what I sent you in that AP News piece news at all?
No, this is an opinion. This is a hit piece. This is fake news.
That's the problem we have. That's the problem we want to fix here. We've known this for years. That's what we aim to do. That's what we're fixing to fix here. Real news, news that you need. And then the opinion, we're going to let you know his opinion, and you're going to be able to click on it and go to another page and actually read the opinion. You're going to love it. I promise. You're going to love it. We'll be back with the final segment already. Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses services are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
That's right. Welcome back to the show. Mark is having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're going to get through it anyways while he reboots his board. I've got Lee Williams with me here. I am Greg, just sitting behind the console trying to make sure that the bird is still flying in the sky today. Lee, let's go ahead and get back to you. You guys were having a great conversation beforehand.
Okay, well, let's keep the board flying.
Gotta keep the plane
flying. As you know, keep the plane flying, or the bird. This story that USA Today partnered with the Trace for is just unbelievable to me, because for the first time ever, they not only partnered with an advocacy group's reporters, but they also allowed their editors to participate too. So as I say in my story, to be clear, the newspaper relinquished editorial control to an advocacy group, which is unprecedented. And I went through the behind the project, some of the wording that they had there. There were five Trace reporters or activists working on the story, and only three reporters from USA Today. They even had a graphic artist from the Trace. There was a social media engagement and promotion staffer from the Trace. But here's the most troublesome part for me, Greg. There were two Trace editors overseeing and directing this investigative project, and only one editor from USA Today. Now, I've been a journalist in the mainstream media for more than 20 years. You don't ever relinquish control to any group, much less an advocacy group. And more importantly, you don't allow them to edit the newspaper's work, which is what they did. This is so bad, I've never even heard of anything like this before.
This is getting to the point where they're basically editorializing everything, and it's just a spin on how they feel that things should be done, instead of giving you facts, which you would actually rather have than having someone's opinion. I wish we could get back to that. And what Mark is trying to do with Armed American News is actually a really great idea, because there's going to be the facts, and then there's going to be, hey, let me go get Lee's opinion on this, or let me go get Mark's opinion on this. And that's going to be the way to go forward. And I hope more websites see this and more startups see this and see the idea and the options of having an editorial section and having the actual just the news, just the facts section.
And when Gannett and USA Today allowed the trace in, it turned their work product into nothing but propaganda.
Absolutely.
And in my humble opinion, this entire series should be shut off. They made a special website for it. They should take it down. They should issue a retraction and an incredible apology, because this violates so many of their own ethics. Now, Gannett is got 100 daily newspapers and more than 1,000 weeklies, and they're always touting what they call their principles of ethical conduct for their newsrooms. It's the way they keep control of all of their people. But the partnership with the Trace, with a purely advocacy group, a pure advocacy group, violates many of those, including exercising fair play, which Gannett says they will try to strive to include all sides relevant to a story and not take sides in the news coverage. How do you not take sides when you're allowing an advocacy group to not only help write, but help edit? And then ensuring the truth principle. They violated that, too. It says we will not intentionally slant the news. Again, how the hell do you say you're not slanting the news when you've got an advocacy group writing and reporting it and editing it? But more importantly, for editing skeptically, the Gannett editors are supposed to, and I remember this, protect against being manipulated by advocates and special interests. That is exactly the pure definition of the Trace. They are an advocacy and special interest group that was allowed to write and edit their stories.
Well, it seems like we are currently dealing with a lot of advocacy groups that are working in the media as it is, and we've been experiencing this for several years now. And it seems to be the modus operandi by anybody that works in mainstream media to basically be a personality and to present you with their editorial as if they are an expert on a subject when the and it's unfortunate that a lot of the audience is not as well informed as they should be in order to know when they're being editorialized or when they're actually getting just
exactly.
the facts.
You have to thank God the gun community is the smartest, most switched on group of people I've ever had the honor to write for, because they're going to sniff this out in a nanosecond.
I absolutely agree with you.
I've said for a long time, multiple times in stories and on this program, that the legacy media couldn't care less about the facts, accuracy, fairness, or ethics if it involves an anti-gun story. Anything goes. Those tenets of good journalism, fairness, accuracy, ethics, they don't matter if it's an anti-gun story, because the mainstream media, that their only concern is, hey, you got to blast the gun owners. Yep. They don't care whether it's true or not or fair. I mean, there's no way in hell they should have partnered with this group. I asked in my column, I wonder if USA Today is going to partner with other types of groups to get it there, like NRA, GOA, NSSF, or even my Second Amendment Foundation. That seems like that would now be the fair thing to do, but I'm not holding my breath, brother.
Well, let me tell you, I've been doing radio for almost 20 years, and it has really evolved into a situation where I have to tell my friends and family now when they talk to me about subjects that are in the news, I have to remind them that the what you see on TV is not obligated to tell you the truth. All they're obligated to do is to advertise to you and to have clicks and eyeballs looking at their stations or their channels on TV or their websites. That's all they care about is advertiser revenue. And whatever gets you there is what they're interested in. How do we keep your eyeballs on those television sets and in their website information as much as possible? The only thing they really have to be truthful with, and this is very vague, is the weather and traffic. And you know how that happens every day. Weather is very fluctuating, and so is traffic. And that is probably the most accurate information you will get from any television news source or a website.
Couldn't agree more, man. And like I said, I having been in the mainstream media, I hear complaints all the time about it. Like on the unofficial complaint department. I've never seen anything this bad.
This has gotten so far gone. I have been in what I consider 1984 for a while now. And I think we all know it started not long after Trump was elected in 2016, because that's when the selective outrage started. And even CNN admitted that they were going to have to change their bias in their reporting of news with the new president. And that did not change one bit at all once things started to shift to the Biden era. Now they are shifting it to where he can do no wrong. And there has to be some kind of there needs to be a swing back. But unfortunately, we have mainstream media companies that own lots of TV stations, lots of radio stations. We have this Mockingbird effect that is currently going on where they have a script, they repeat it, and whatever you hear multiple times a day has to be the truth in their eyes. And they don't care whether you believe this and you see it on what they consider a fringe website or a fringe television station or whatever. They're going to consider that to be the fake news, even though they are running with a narrative that is not factually true. And I believe that the gun community seems to be, like you said, more well-informed because I think we read more.
Yeah, yeah. And we know our rights are under assault.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things that you have to be able to recognize an assault as it starts, not as after it has already happened and they've gone too far.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more, brother.
And, man, that is just, it's, for a lot of people that are just not in the know, that is one of the hardest things to do. And you just have to get your nose out there and get in books and to get into information as much as you possibly can.
Agree, totally. Thanks for having me on. I'm sure Mark will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he's there. I don't know if he's connected back up yet, but yeah, you're right. We're going to have to wrap this up. It's been really fun speaking with you this last segment, Lee Williams. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to speak with Mark after the show, and we're going to figure out what's going on. And everybody that was in the Facebook stream and everything, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for putting up with the sausage today. And everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.